Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. It seems that every culture in the world has proverbs or sayings about the importance of your perspective and gratitude. In Vietnam, they have this great saying, "When eating fruit, think of the person who planted the tree." In Egypt, health is a crown on a well man's head, but no one appreciates it like a sick man. And there's an ancient Persian one, "I wept because I had no shoes until I saw a man with no feet." It's the last one that really strikes me, and I never really had that type of a perspective until I met a kid from Kenosha. This kid was the grandson of Italian immigrants who was raised by his mom and dad, along with his brothers and sisters, in a simple setting while being surrounded by a family that legend says is filled with some of the greatest characters in all of Kenosha. It was in this setting that the kid from Kenosha learned to have a great deal of gratitude for his family and their lifestyle. They didn't have a car until he was in high school. They lived a simple life and didn't travel much, have a lot of stuff, or go out to fancy restaurants with frequency. But there was a lot of love. The kid worked tirelessly to pay his way through Marquette University, and he would go on to be a very successful man, both in business and in life. It was years later that the kid would tell me these great stories about his aunts and uncles and his days in college selling shoes, or about his lifestyle in the Army with his beautiful young bride. The stories are always great, but the attitude that guided the kid is what leaves an impression with you. You see, like the ancient Proverbs, he had a unique saying that I had never heard before. And when someone would complain about something, he would simply state to them, "Hey, what a good problem." The first time I heard it, I was like, what does that mean? A good problem is still a problem. I mean, who says stuff like that? But over time, and multiple exposure to the kid's saying, I grew to understand his mindset and his perspective. We may be facing a tremendous hurdle in the moment, but at the end of the day, our problems could be so much worse. Eventually, this attitude grows to gratitude, and when you flip your perspective on your problems, you begin to appreciate them in a new way. Mindset matters, and it changes your outlook and gives you energy. Heck, the founders of the Life is Good t-shirt company have brought this entire idea to a new level. Life is Good is a material and mental mindset of gratitude. Bert and John Jacobs, the founders, wrote a book, Life is Good: How to Live with Purpose and Enjoy the Ride. The book is filled with example after example of people who are facing overwhelming life obstacles and switch to a life is good attitude of gratitude mindset. They have a chapter in the book dedicated to gratitude and a saying that clearly demonstrates where we need to live. That is simply that we need to be celebrating Thanksgiving 365 days a year, not once in isolation, but always, and be grateful always, everywhere and with everyone. When you read the book, which I would highly recommend you do, and truly reflect, a mental framework emerges within you that clearly builds up in your mind and body. Life is good. Attitude and the gratitude of good problems is real and can charge your change. Optimism, gratitude prevail in the text. Examples like the paralyzed person being thankful and tenacious, the cancer patient grateful for just another day, and so on and so on. All of them wrapping themselves in a very comfortable t-shirt or wearing a hat with a simple phrase, "Life is good." It seems so ironic when you see a picture of a person in a full-body isolation cast wearing a shirt, yet so symbolic of the attitude of the person persevering. Stephen Covey, remember that guy, the Seven Habits guy? He wrote a book that I often go back to when looking for different ways to reflect. It's called Everyday Greatness, and there's a chapter in there on gratitude. He says, "Gratitude is one of the easiest principles to apply, though it is also generally forgotten and yet has such rich dividends. It is vastly underutilized by others." He discusses that people struggle with gratitude because it takes humility to ask for help, and some people simply lack the courage to acknowledge how much they appreciate the role others play in their life. However, he continues that there are people like the kid who do not take life or the kindness of others for granted. They are eager to show appreciation and are grateful for the situation they are in and all that they have. Remember that proverb? "I wept when I had no shoes until I saw a man with no feet." Good problem all of a sudden, and life is pretty good. It's perspective, mindset, attitude, and gratefulness that drive who we are, especially who we are for others. So let's do some smart thinking. Remember that your mindset needs to be that of, huh, what a good problem. Your attitude must be of gratitude, and combining the two fuels your motivation to take on the issues facing you. So here are your reflective questions for the week. Are you framing your problems as opportunities or as obstacles? Are you truly putting the nature of your current issues into perspective? Are you listening to others and helping them grow through their situation? How are you modeling gratitude and motivating others with your positive perspective? Are you surrounding yourself with those that fuel your gratitude, like the Kenosha kid, or those that drain your motivation? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Thank you all for the great notes you've sent me. I love the idea that there's a faculty out there that's starting their staff meetings out by listening to the 7 to 8 minute podcasts and having a discussion based upon the reflective questions. And remember, if you ever are looking for services to help your organization grow, simply email me at ted@cisa6.org and we'll get you the right people to help you meet your mission. Please share this podcast on your social media platform, subscribe to it on iTunes or Podbean, rate it, and enjoy it. And as always, I want to thank the Well Pennies for allowing me to use their music. And click on iTunes if you want to buy their newest single, which they gave me permission to share at the end of this podcast. It's a wonderful song filled with optimism and joy. I also want to thank the kid from Kenosha for inspiring me and helping me grow as a man, a son, a husband, a father, and an educator. You help me help others by teaching me to put my problems into perspective and begin seeing my obstacles as opportunities.
Hey, put the world away. Fight a little longer until you feel okay. 'Cause there's nothing I can do when everything's the matter and there's no one left like you. Wait, wait for the sunlight. Love or leave, what life would I lose? Ooh la la, ooh la 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 la. Don't you wanna feel it too?
Thank you for listening to the Smart Thinking Podcast.